U of A is trying something new starting in the fall, an undergraduate degree in law. The university says it'll be the first of its kind in the country at a major research university. The program will be run through the U of A's Law School and the School of Government and Public Policy. Brent White is Associate Dean at the university's James E. Rogers College of Law.
An undergraduate degree responds to structural changes in the market for legal services, changes that have been taking place for quite some time. But the idea is that there are lots of professions for which legal training is useful, given the extent to which law and regulation affect those professions, and lots of legal services that are in fact provided by non-lawyers. And so there's a clear need to provide legal education to a broader range of individuals than just those who are able to attend law school.
Do you envision that most, or if not all, of the students who end up getting this degree will ultimately go to law school?
No, not at all. In fact, we expect that most who get the degree won't go to law school. The idea is that this will prepare people for careers in which legal training is useful, but for which a JD is not required. Of course, the degree would serve those well who decide to go to law school, but for the vast majority of students, we expect will use their legal training to pursue a wide range of careers for which legal training is useful, but for which they don't need a JD.
Like what?
Corporate compliance, contract administration, city planning, health administration, business management, policy analyst. There are just a huge number of careers for which legal training is useful, but for which one does not need a law license.
Are those jobs in general now currently filled by folks who do have a law license?
Some are. And for the most part, there aren't. I mean, they're filled by people who don't have legal training, because so much legal work is done by lawyers, and so many people are in professions that are law-related, but for which they don't have legal training. So the question is really whether or not people doing law-related work are going to have access to legal training. And so for the most part, these jobs aren't done by people who have JDs.
Is there any concern that for some students who get this undergraduate law degree that they might be able to take jobs that in some cases companies might have been consulting with lawyers or working with lawyers either in-house or just sort of contract lawyers or with a firm that with whom they work, that instead of working with some of those lawyers, the firms and companies will now just work with the students who have the undergraduate degree, in a sense sort of cutting some lawyers who have gone through the JD program out of some of the work?
I mean, I think the reality is that law firms and businesses are already working with people who don't have law degrees to get a lot of legal services. And so this is responding to the reality of the market for legal services.
Brent White is Associate Dean at the James E. Rogers College of Law at the University of Arizona.